Hello. This podcast comes to you today from Cleveland, Ohio, sponsored by Scrambling Science. Today's topic is precipitation reactions. One type of chemical reaction that is common in chemistry is the precipitation reaction. In order to do these, we need to recall that different molecules have different solubilities. Some are very soluble, some not so much, and others are insoluble. We can already see that a knowledge of solubility rules will come in handy. These rules can be found in the textbook, on a class PowerPoint, or you can do a Quizlet for reinforcement and practice. As you recall, a precipitate is the material that is insoluble and forms when two ions that create the insoluble species come together in a reaction. Here is a reaction. You might want to get a pencil and some paper and follow along, as we will refer to it in a few times in this podcast. Calcium nitrate, Ca, parentheses, NO3, parentheses, 2. It's an aqueous solution, so we follow that up with an AQ in parentheses, plus Na2CO3, also an aqueous solution, yields, the arrow, 2NaNO3, an aqueous solution, plus CaCO3, calcium carbonate, which is a solid, and so that gets an S in parentheses after it. Now, for starters, for a precipitation reaction to work, both of the reactants must be soluble species. If not, think about it. There would be no ions in solution, and nothing would be there to react. An example of this would be to put sand and plastic in a beaker of water. They both just sit there by themselves, and nothing happens. In our equation, both reactants are very soluble. We know this because our solubility rules state that all nitrates are soluble, and also that all group 1 metals, like Na plus 1, are also always soluble. In an equation, you will sometimes be given a clue in the form of the AQ in parentheses. This stands for aqueous and refers to species soluble in solution. Make a note, though, you can't always count on seeing that AQ in parentheses, because if you are being quizzed on solubility rules, that takes a bit of the fun out of it. Now, let's look at the products. We see that 2 moles of NaNO3, sodium nitrate, are formed, which is a soluble species. However, we see that the calcium plus 2 ion and the carbonate negative 2 ion combine to form an insoluble product. We know it is insoluble because it forms a solid and is denoted by the S in parentheses. Calcium carbonate is the material that many seashells are made of. It is also chalk. Since this is not a soluble species, it doesn't dissolve, so it settles to the bottom. Sometimes we are given a clue for this as well, the S in parentheses. So we can see that being able to dissolve and be soluble has no bearing on whether a material is going to react. In the equation above, we have both a soluble and an insoluble species. You might want to note that most precipitation reactions have a similar format. There has to be a soluble species as reactants, or we don't have any ions in solution. There has to be a precipitate as a product, well, because that is the definition of a precipitation reaction. If we refer to the equation we are talking about, the one above, calcium nitrate plus sodium carbonate yields sodium nitrate plus calcium carbonate. On the surface, it looks like many of the equations that we have worked in previous topics, such as stoichiometry, which neatly brings us to the next part of the podcast, which is how to solve stoichiometry problems of a precipitation reaction. The good news is that it is identical to the process we used to get the answer to stoichiometry problems before. The only difference is how we go about getting moles. Before, we usually were given grams, and we had to use N equals G over M to get the number of moles to put in our mole ratios. For these precipitation problems, we need another way to get moles. Fortunately, this is not a difficult process if we remember how we measure concentrations, and that is with molarity and our corresponding formula being M equals N over L, molarity equals moles divided by liters. For these problems, we will be given the molarity of the solution and the volume. This way, the moles are easily calculated, and we can then proceed as usual with the rest of the stoichiometric work. Here is an example using the chemical equation above. If you are given 150 milliliters of a 0.6 molar sodium carbonate solution, and you mixed it with 225 milliliters of a 0.4 molar calcium nitrate solution, how much precipitate will form? Well, step one, determine the moles. This has always been our first step of stoichiometry problems. Use molarity equals moles over liters for each solution to get the number of moles. Stop the podcast and solve for this. You should have 0.09 moles of each reactant species. Now, step two, set up a mole ratio. This one is easy since the number of moles are equal and their coefficients in the balanced equations are in a 1-to-1 ratio. We don't have to worry about a limiting reagent. The ratio between the reactants and the insoluble product, that is the precipitate, is also 1-to-1. Solving gives us 0.09 moles of calcium carbonate. Step 3. Solve for grams. For this, we can use N equals G over M and determine the formula weight of calcium carbonate from the periodic chart. It is 100.08 grams per mole. So we get 9.01 grams of calcium carbonate. Just remember that in some problems there might be a limiting reagent, so you'll have to take that into account. Also, it is possible you are asked something about the soluble product, NaNO3 in this case, such as the concentration of each ion. There is a little trick to that type of problem. I am sure that you already noticed that there are two sodium plus one ions per molecule in the reactant. So you have to double that from the beginning concentration. So instead of it being 0.09, it is 0.18. Well, there is another little hurdle to step over. That is that many students overlook that the total concentration has changed. The two solutions are mixed together, so the ions are now in a bigger solution. And so to get the total volume of solution, you need to add the two volumes that were initially given together. In our problem, it is 375 milliliters, which is 150 plus the 225 milliliters. So our calculation is molarity equals 0.18 divided by 0.375, which equals 0.48 molar. We see that this is an easy problem once we hurdle the small steps that are thrown in our way. I hope you enjoyed today's podcast and found it entertaining and educational and helped you with your understanding of precipitation reactions. Remember that you can get more information on this topic from the class website, or you can always send me a note on either Facebook or via email. Refer back to this podcast when needed, courtesy of Scrambling Science.